Leave it behind. This is a great start. Really promising.
Okay, well, welcome to the Comic Anvil. This episode will be an interview with the man, the myth, the legend, Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, Anthony. Where do you work, buddy?
I work at a retail store that you won't know. It's a pretty big chain in the UK, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of it or not, because if anyone from work listens to this, and I say something about work later on,
really?
I'll get in trouble.
It sounds like the UK version of Walmart.
Yeah, it is. It's very similar to Walmart.
Okay.
Like, with the stock rooms and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. How old are you, man? I'm sorry.
I'm 25.
25, there we go. Yeah, because somebody commented that there's a good age variation between us all.
Mm.
Not sure how... Josh is going to be 24-ish or so, I think.
Is he? I thought Josh... Josh, yeah. I think Kyle's like
19?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's the baby.
He is the baby. He's got the most lip, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, anyways, not about those guys. We're talking about you, brother. So yeah, you have a job, you're an old man. Alright, and you like comics. You've been reading comics for a while, obviously. What was your first comic book?
My first comic book was Astonishing Spider-Man number 1. So, I think...
Definitive answer.
Yeah, well, I'm prepared for these questions.
Attaboy.
It's either that, or I'll be sat here for ages thinking about what to say, so...
Him and Han.
I'm a bit prepared. I think it was 1998 is the date on the comic.
Okay.
My dad bought it for me. Mm. And Astonishing Spider-Man, it's this UK reprint where it prints three comics under one cover, which is quite a good deal because it'd be like $1.99 or maybe $2.99 for like three comics. So
that's a good deal.
Mm.
And they're old reprints, right? Usually. I'm familiar with that a bit.
Well, it was like, I think it was three years behind the American ones. The first issue, it had a story with Dr. Octopus, and then it had a two-parter with Typhoid Murray.
Nice.
Which, when you read, when I was like quite young reading Typhoid Murray, and she's like into all like this S&M dressing up shit, that was...
So was it some Frank Miller stuff, or...?
No. It was... I can't remember. I don't know who the artist was on it.
I'm pushing my luck there. That's cool.
Well, it was just before all that Clone Saga stuff started again, so...
Okay. God, I don't even remember what year that was. I was buying those as they were coming out. I have a question for you, a little sidetrack. Do you know anybody that buys Marvel UK brand comics? Like, they still have those, right?
They still publish them, but I don't know anyone who buys them. I bought that Astonishing Spider-Man comic until a couple of years ago, because I eventually caught up with the American one. It was around when One Moment in Time started. I caught up, so then I stopped buying it, but they still print it. But I actually don't know of anyone who reads them, because everyone I know who reads like comics in this country just reads the American comics,
right.
Or like the collected editions, like the trades and all that stuff. So
your dad doesn't collect comics, does he? Your brother does, though.
My brother collects comics. My dad collects the do you know the Marvel Masterworks?
Oh yeah,
he gets them, and he gets like the omnibuses and stuff because he can afford all that stuff. And he gets some
awesome.
He looks for them on eBay and stuff, and tries to get them like a bit cheaper, which is actually quite handy, because that means we have like a lot of the old Marvel catalog in the house, which I keep meaning to read, but it's just getting the time.
I hear you. I have a stack of books like that too. It's like, oh, they're there. I have them. I will read them one day. Okay, right on. I guess this brings us to question two. Your favorite character is
Spider-Man.
Really? I thought you were gonna say Hawkeye.
Okay. Spider-Man's my favorite. It's often close between Spider-Man and Batman, but it's always going to be Spider-Man. Spider-Man's the first character that I remember getting into. He's the one I've read the most and for the longest, and he's kind of just the one I can relate to the most as well. Like I love Spider-Man. He's awesome.
Who doesn't like Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I like Spider-Man. I'm getting a little tired of this Doc Ock and Spider-Man, but I'm getting used to it.
I know.
They give me something, man.
The thing is, there's not even like Peter Parker in the Ultimate Universe either. So there's no Peter Parker to turn to anymore.
I guess that's what we're missing, eh?
Mm.
Yeah, I hear ya, Spider-Man. I was thinking about that the other day too. I do have a Spider-Man tattoo. Such a hard question to answer, but you are, bam, good job. Okay, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Name a comic that is underrated.
This one's really hard. I think it may be because I read quite a lot of the stuff that's quite popular and talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think I don't see many people talking about FF by Matt Fraction and Michael Allred, even though I think it's a really fun comic. And the artwork's amazing in it. I think I enjoy it more than the Fantastic Four.
That's a bold statement. Actually, I've never read the FF.
It's pretty good. I thought they were going to just cancel it after Jonathan Hickman finished doing his big Fantastic Four story. But,
Sorry, man.
It's alright. It's okay. I quite like the team because it's She-Hulk, it's Scott Lang as Ant-Man, it's Medusa, and it's...
Medusa from the Inhumans?
Medusa from the Inhumans, yeah. Okay. And it's... I think she's called Miss Thing or She-Thing. I can't remember now.
Oh, yeah. Who is that chick, man? She wears a costume, right? Like a...
Yeah. It's a new character. It's someone... Because it started off where each member of the Fantastic Four had to bring in someone to form a new team. So Reed bought in Scott Lang. I think Sue bought in Medusa because there was some history with her and the Inhumans and what Hickman did. And the Thing bought in She-Hulk because she's quite muscly and big. And I think Miss Thing is some like girl Johnny used to date like back in the day. I don't know if she's a new character or not. I can't remember because it's like a year ago now.
Interesting. So FF. Good answer. Did you see the New York Comic Con news?
I did. I had a feeling it'd be finishing soon. But they're relaunching it, aren't they?
Yeah, I would hope so. I was just like, why? Why?
Yeah, I don't think they'll relaunch FF though. I think the kill will just be Fantastic Four.
Think so?
I could be wrong. Yeah.
Somebody was saying James Robinson might be writing it. They're not sure. Somebody posted it. I think it was on IGN, and they removed the article. I was like, what?
Because Marvel didn't announce it at a panel. Mm-hmm. But they might announce it today.
I know, I'm looking forward to the announcements for today. Well, they were pretty good yesterday. I don't know, I took a nap and woke up and I was like, oh, Mara Miracle Man, woohoo! Anyways, sidetracked. My bad. Comic down. Okay, so here we go. Question 4. Your guilty pleasure, comic or character? Now, like I said to Josh, it doesn't have to be a comic, right? It can be a character. From
I know this one was really hard as well. Didn't have a
Doctor Who, maybe.
Doctor Who's not a guilty pleasure though.
It seems like American people feel guilty about it though.
I don't why, because Doctor Who's great. I mean, I'll admit there are some episodes of Doctor Who that are not very good that I like pretty bad, but I love Doctor Who, and okay. I'm like a. I'm because it's British as well, so I have that thing to be proud of it because it's one of like the most successful shows to come out of Britain in like the past 50 years. So.
I didn't mean to poke the bear.
I suppose, I don't know if this counts or not, but I suppose Adam West Batman.
Really?
Even though I don't know why it should be a guilty pleasure, but it's more of the, like, I haven't seen the TV show that much, but I love the Batman 66 movie. Cause it's so good. Like,
the Batman. It's got. Villain.
Yeah, but it's got the Joker, it's got the Riddler, and Catwoman, and Penguin in the same film, and it doesn't seem, it's not like Spider-Man 3 where it seems like there's too much going on. It seems, it all like fits really well, because it's just awesome.
I can't knock that one. Anytime I think about the old Adam West Batman, I think of the Vincent Price when he was Egghead.
Oh yeah,
and everything. He was like excellent, you know. It used to make me laugh. My grandparents used to make me watch that fucking show. Batman's on. Okay. Do-do-do. Anyways, that's a good answer.
I may get the TV show on home release.
Yeah,
but I don't know because that'll be hard. I might just wait until it's on like a streaming site like Netflix or something.
I think it is.
Or maybe is it?
It's just a movie. I'm not sure, man. I'd have to look it up. What question are we on? Comic character.
Five.
Okay. No. Oh, yeah. Which comic character do you feel you were most like or wish you were?
Okay. I split this up into two answers because they're kind of two different things.
Okay.
The character I feel that I'm most like is Peter Parker, but the character that I wish I were is Batman, because Batman's like a millionaire with tons of gadgets and stuff and a car and everything, whereas Peter Parker, he's just like, he's broke all the time and he has really shit luck and he has trouble like keeping a job and a girlfriend and being Spider-Man. So like, why would you want to be Peter Parker? I'd rather be Batman because it just be awesome.
Answer acceptable.
I put a lot of thought into that.
I would say. Did you write some of this down or what? That's funny.
No, I didn't write all of that down, but I just knew what I was going to say. It's true though. It's like, why would you'd rather be the guy with a ton of money and all this cool toys than...
I'd rather be Iron Man than Batman though.
Ooh.
You know, if you're going to be a guy with lots of money and cool toys, I'd go with the suit. Less chance of getting stabbed.
Batman has a cool suit, though.
Sure.
Depends which universe, because in like all the movies, it's like body armor, but in like the comics, it's just like, what, silk or whatever. I suppose it's body armor in some of the comics.
Yeah, sort of. Okay. Good answer, man. Well done. So then, I guess, what's your most annoying character?
Do you know, I was really tempted to be a bit of a troll and say Geoff Johns for this. But I actually like some Geoff Johns stuff, like Superman, Secret Origins, and some of his other stuff. Because this is another question, I couldn't think of an annoying character. So my answer is Mark Millar.
Very good answer.
Because he's just fucking annoying.
Yeah, no, he says stupid shit too. I don't like that.
He overhypes everything. Mm-hmm. His comics aren't even that good. Mm-mm. Well, they were. Like,
was the time?
The Ultimates was good for its time.
Sure. I'm a big fan of Wanted, the series. I still think that was pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I haven't read that. I thought the movie was pretty cool.
Oh, it's fucking better than the movie, man.
Oh, I should read it. Because I thought I've heard it's quite different from...
Yeah, they use superheroes the comic.
And the...
Instead of assassins, yeah. It was a real bend over for that one. But, I mean, it's pretty close to the same lines, I guess. But not the same. It's just better. There's a character called Shithead, and he's made of the feces of the 500 most villainous serial killers on the planet. There's a little Hitler, a little Mussolini in there. Yeah. that stood out to me as one of the... That guy should have got a solo series after that. Anyways.
What finally did it with me and Mark Millar was it in Nemesis, where he's Nemesis is about like the worst super criminal ever, like possible. That's something like basically the Batman equivalent of a super villain. So then, like, his final arc with this detective who is chasing him is the detective has this daughter and this son. So he artificially inseminates the daughter with the sperm of his son. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
It is pretty fucked up. I know.
Because you know, what's the point though? Because you already know the guy is this evil thing. So why go that far? That's just... Oh. That's just... Ugh, no. So I tend to not read any more of his shit. Because...
Really, it's his outside commentary that really pissed me off the most, you know? Like... I don't want to point any examples out, but there's a few comments recently that he made that really upset a lot of girls.
Yeah, that's another thing as well. Yeah.
You know, like, no. I don't know. But that is a perfect answer, and I understand why. The more you learn about these creators and stuff, the more I find it shapes your opinion of their work.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of sucks. It's better when we didn't have the internet, you know? I enjoyed being, like, ignorant like that. You know, like
I get what you mean, because I'm someone who tends to follow creators more than characters anyway.
Mm-hmm. You get to that point, right? You read a good book and you look at who wrote it and you're like, fuck, I gotta read some more by this guy. That's the way it was for me anyways. Right on. Good answer. Fuck you, Mark Millar. These are in a weird order. Favorite comic couple. What would be your favorite comic couple? Like okay, Batman and Superman.
This is another pretty obvious answer, but okay. It's...
If you say Mary Jane, it's... Oh, man!
I thought I was going to say Peter and MJ! Because they're so good together in both Ultimate and Normal.
Well, okay, they were good in Ultimate. I'll give them that.
Yeah. Because I think the thing with Ultimate is she's more of just an average girl, whereas in... Like the proper Marvel universe, she's like the supermodel, and it's a little harder to believe. Mm-hmm. But I just love the in the normal universe. I think it's the issue where Gwen Stacy dies, and there's just that page where Peter's just really upset, and MJ's like she's there at the door and choosing to decide if she should leave him or stay, and she decides to stay. And it's just this really big moment for the character, and it's like that's the point where she decides to like. Start growing up in a way.
Well, interesting. For me, with her, I didn't have any problems with her until I think the McFarlane Spider-Man series.
Oh, yeah.
And then Eric Larson took over after that, and those guys were, I don't know, Larson had her smoking and stuff. I was like, okay,
yeah, I remember
done
that.
With this. I don't, she, whatever, smoking. Just, and then she seemed to be just annoying. Like, anytime I'd see her on that page, like if there was like a Peter Parker drama page, I'd skip it. And I would just read the stuff that had Spider-Man on it or the bad guys.
Yeah, that sounds more of what the creators are doing with it, though. That's not so much the character, is it?
That's true. But that, for me, you know, and it became stale after a while. So when JMS fucking, I don't know, apparently they broke up for a bit, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? And that's when I got back into Spider-Man again after the Clone Saga. Because that was my biggest appeal, man, for Clone Saga and all that, is we could get away from that drama. Like, I like single Spider-Man. I don't know. I prefer it's more. He's got more issues with the girls, you know. Sometimes he's got three of them on the go. I don't know where I'm thinking that from, but anyways.
The drama is part of what I like about Spider-Man. I like that Peter Parker side as well as the being Spider-Man beating up bad guy stuff.
Yeah, but, I never liked the marriage drama though. I don't know why.
I
it's think all it's moot not- now though. Thank you, Joe Q. Sorry for everybody else. A lot of people are still upset about that.
Yeah. I think it was last year, I went to a convention in London and Joe Quesada was there, and I had the One Moment in Time comics, and I went to go and sign by him, and while he was signing them, I said, "Don't they look so happy together?" And he's like, "Yeah, but the better part, the stories are better." But that was kind of like my way of like flipping Joe Quesada off about actually because I don't want to be a dick.
Great story, that's awesome. Nice. Don't they look happy together? Right
they
on.
Do
man.
Though. I'd on be. I... But we're not allowed nice things, so.
You're not over it. You'll get over it, man.
I'm mostly over it, but I don't know.
She's still a character in the book, so I mean, I think that's what helps a lot of people. I don't know. They should have just divorced him. It would have worked better.
Do you know what? I think if it was just a divorce or if they had like this big fallout, then I'd accept it more. But it was this bullshit magic thing that also retconned
a lot of things.
Some other stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff that happened. I think that's what most people annoyed most people as well. And then they spent like the next couple of years trying to fix it all.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they did pretty good. I think the book was doing better ever since Big Time. I guess. Anyways, sidetrack. Good stuff. Favorite gun. Best series being published right now.
Okay, I'd listened to some of Josh's interview, and...
Don't say Green Lantern, man.
No. Well, when he answered this, I thought, shit, he's going to have to... he has the same answer as me. But the reason I'm saying this series is because it seems like the most popular and... the one that's most well-renowned, and it's one of the ones I enjoy the most, and that's Batman by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo, because it's so good. It's a really great Batman comic, and I know it's like, oh, Batman, he's always like the most popular, but this...
Oh, it's just me, man.
What's the Batman comic that you always hear people talking about? It's the one that Snyder and Capullo do. Like, how many people like talk about like Batman the Dark Knight or... Detective Comics. Yeah, it's always... Everyone's always talking about the Snyder and Capullo one. Yeah. And, you know, credit to Greg Capullo. Since the new 52 started, that guy has done, like, 22 issues.
No, it's
who
not.
Else has done that yeah. at DC since the New 52 started? I don't think anyone has done 22 issues.
That's impressive.
Like, I think there's one by Becky Cloonan, which may have been issue 12, and I think Andy Kubert did an issue as well, like after Death in the Family, but the rest of them, Greg Capullo does an art for, which in this day and age, even at Marvel as well, like in the past 2 years, not many of the Marvel artists have done like 22 issues, so
this is true.
The work ethic.
I think it's, I don't know, like you look at Spider-Man, go back to Spider-Man again, the way they have the three rotating artists right now, it's working pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Right, I
can't
like
argue it. That answer, man. Like, I did read it for a bit, but like it, I don't know. I always know he's going to win, so it just feels like false tension when I read Batman comics.
Yeah, but you know that, that's every superhero story, though, you know that. It's like 80% given chance that the hero is going to come out on top. It's more like the journey, the story in between.
Okay, you got me there. Beat me with logic, then. No, it's cool. Good answer, man.
Yeah, we also read him month after month.
That's true.
Because maybe Thor might not win this time. Maybe he won't. Oh, wait, no, he has. Oh, well, next story.
This is true. Mind you, that last Thor arc, the God Bomb, that was pretty tense for me. That was
God, that's fucking awesome. Wasn't I love that.
I know. Anyways. most touching comic book scene?
Ultimate Spider-Man, issue 13.
Oh!
Volume 1. Do you know which one?
He reveals to Mary Jane.
Yes.
Yes. Good call.
Yes. I love that scene, because I think Bendis and Bagley just capture perfectly what it's like to be awkward teenagers, mm-hmm. and it's just this really heartfelt scene, and it's so good. I actually own the issue. I went on my way to buy the issue in single, even though all my Ultimate stuff is in hardcover, but I wanted to just have that issue just for that scene, because cool. It's so good.
Very good answer. Nice. That one never occurred to me. I remember reading that and being like, wow, that was more. Buy the next 6 trades. Do. I always tend to get into stuff so late. Whatever.
Eric, do you like having your stuff in the same format, or does it not bother you so much? Like, if you have one book if you have like 3 volumes in hardcover, do you then have to have the rest of it in hardcover, or do you just need to like have it in whatever way?
That's basically the last option, I guess. If you look at my Sandman collection, the first 3 that I bought, I couldn't even buy them in order, man. I just bought like 3 hardcovers through a book mail order. And the rest of them are trades. Paperback, not hardcover. So that never bothered me. Six Gun is another example. I've got the first 2 trades. And then I started getting the singles, and I'm missing some of the singles, and I got a couple of them on digital, but I have the whole series.
As long as I got
the whole story, I'm cool. I don't know, certain things I like to have in one format, like if I'm buying a title digitally or in paper, like Prophet, I buy that strictly digitally. The Walking Dead, all digital. Stuff like that.
I don't know why. I think it's because it looks... I think it's like some OCD thing, but I just like having stuff in the same format. Like, if I'd start a title in singles, then I'll just want the whole like run or series in singles. Or if I get it in like a hardcover, I want like the rest of them in hardcover, especially with like trades and books, because they just look better on your shelves when they're all in like
the same format. Easier to find. I know what you're saying. I don't really have a collection anymore. I have a mess.
I need some bookcases. It's so depressing. I have to box my books under my bed, and it's like I want to put them on shelves so I can look at them and admire my awesome collection.
No, I hear you, man. I got a lot of trades. I think when I really had a job, when I first got a job when I was 14, I guess, that's when I started buying trades. Because I'd go and buy, like, you know, my Spider-Man and my Hulk, my Punisher, and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to get me one $20 book because it's going to take me a while to read, and those are usually pretty kick-ass. They're all one story. Don't have to be concerned about missing the next issue, because it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I ever get a pull box at a comic shop, man. I've told this story before. I live in the fucking boonies. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, next question. Dream versus match.
Wonder Woman versus Thor.
Ooh.
I think Wonder Woman would kick his ass as well.
I don't know about that, man. I think Thor would fuck a Thumper, to be honest with you. They're both magically endowed.
Yeah. I think he's got control of it,
so.
But she's got like a sword, doesn't she? It'd be sword versus a hammer.
True.
Do you know how it would end, though? It would end in them having sex. Because they'd just be like, why are we fighting? Let's just do it. And how it ends. Not that I thought about that, I'm just saying, I said that more to be funny, but you know how that's even. Anyway.
I like that, T-Bot, yeah, Wonder Woman versus Thor. Hmm. Okay, and then you said sex and that just ruined it. Anyways. No, good one.
But if anyone at Marvel or DC is listening and they need someone to write that, I'm free, I'm available, and I work at a cheap rate, so.
Yeah. Hardcore. I'm just trying to think, I wonder if they've ever actually went toe-to-toe.
I don't know, because I can't remember if they did.
That Avengers versus the Justice
League. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I don't think they actually had a fight in it. But mate, it's been a while since I've read it, so.
I've only read issue 4 because I seen that cover with Superman holding Captain America's shield.
Oh yeah, I love that cover.
Oh no, that makes sense. All right, cool man. Good answer. Get the old brain moving. What's your favorite comic book cartoon series?
See, I feel like I feel kind of like a traitor for not saying the Spider-Man show from the 90s, but that's not really aged that well. And I rewatched them on DVD. It's like, yeah, the nostalgia it's fun, but as a cartoon, it's not that great. So I'm going to have to go with another obvious pick and say Batman, the animated series.
Yeah. Again,
It's so a good
show. Yes.
It is. It's great.
Very much before its time, it was. I don't think they'll ever replicate anything like that again.
No, I don't think they will.
But it's cool, man. I very much enjoyed that and how it all evolved into Justice League and all that myself. Yeah. Anyways. Okay. What else can be said about that? I think everybody said the same thing, didn't they?
Yeah, did they?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's been a lot said about that cartoon. Good. Yeah.
Good. What's cartoon. What's your deal, Maya? Okay, that's fine. Okay, bye. Thanks for that, Maya. All right, man. What's a comic everyone should read? That seems like an underrated, the same as the underrated comic question.
I think the comic I'd probably recommend to people who haven't read them much is Ultimate Spider-Man. Because I think it's accessible, it's modern, it's really good, and most people are familiar with Spider-Man anyway, so they kind of like already have a rough idea of the character and stuff because of the movies. And it's one of my favorite runs, especially like the first 100 issues or so, because eventually it does kind of get a little repetitive, but most Bendis stuff does that.
That's why they killed him. He's like, I just keep repeating myself. Yeah, I better kill him.
Yeah, probably.
Cool.
But
good answer, really good one. No, you're right, because my wife asked me to read comics and that was the first thing I gave her. She got stuck and she's yelling at my daughter. Okay. What's a comic book you've read more than 5 times?
Kingdom Come by Matt Wade and Alex Ross. It's one of the first graphic novels that I remember going to a comic book shop and buying myself, and I've read it a lot. Like it's one of my favorites. Just because, and what I like about it is, because when I first read it, I wasn't that familiar with like the DC universe that much. But now every time I read it, I know a little bit more about DC, so I'm noticing some of the minor characters more. So it's like a different experience every time I go back to reread it, which is quite often. But the only thing is, though, I met Matt Wade last year, and I didn't take my book to get signed by him, and I don't know why I didn't, and I'm kind of annoyed at myself now.
Damn.
Yeah.
I actually have that in the singles, man. I bought them out of a back issue bin at the comic store. I was like, hey, there's all 4 here. I'll buy these. Pretty cool. They have the interconnecting cover. Anyways. That's a good book, man. I enjoy that one,
too. It is a good book.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I think he did Marvels afterwards. Not Mark Waid, but Busick and Ross did Marvels afterwards. I enjoy that one, too.
Yeah, I really like Marvels, too. Yeah.
Cool, man. Where are we at here? What's your current or most recent comic-themed wallpaper?
Okay.
Phone, PC.
On my phone, on my phone, I have a jock drawing of the Joker. I can't remember what issue. It might have been Detective Comics 680. But it's the picture with Joker where the bats like make up his eyes and stuff.
Cool.
On my iPad, I have a Sean Phillips piece from Criminal, The Last of the Innocent, which is just like a woman dancing. Nice. And on my laptop, I have another Sean Phillips from Criminal, The Last of the Innocent, which is a guy stood in front of some club lighting off a cigarette. Looks very pulpy. It's a very nice piece of artwork. And just for my lock screen on my iPad, I have David Aja. Which is
Hawkeye. Yeah.
It's not Hawkeye though, it's the redhead, it's Cherry. I think it's from issue 8 or 7 where the cover's like all red and it's a woman holding a gun.
Interesting. That's very cool. Yeah. I always like that question because it kind of, you like Guy Criminal, huh? I might have to check that out.
I love Criminal.
Yeah. I'm still loving the Fatale myself, so. Anyways, a picture from the comic you're reading right now. Well, you're not reading a comic right now. That's kind of a stupid question.
Well, the book I'm reading right now, I guess I'll answer it with that. The book I'm reading right now is the second volume of Gotham Central, which is called Jokers and Madmen, which is a very good book. I've been meaning to read Gotham Central for like years, and I finally started, and it is awesome.
Very cool.
Have you read it before, Eric?
No,
I have not. It's pretty good. It's about the detectives, and Batman is hardly in it. Like, Batman will show up, like, on a page every couple of issues or so. But it's a crime procedural.
Isn't really that Greg Rucka?
Yeah, it's Greg Rucka, Ed Brubaker, and Michael Lark. But it's still set heavily in Gotham, so there's, like, the villains in it with, like, Mr. Freeze and the Joker. Right. And I think Riddler might be in it at some point.
Well, isn't there that's why Fox is making a TV show of that, aren't they, basically?
But it's going to be more
focused on Gordon, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think the two of them are related. There'll probably be similarities, but from what I've read of Gotham Central, Gordon hasn't been in it yet, because it's from when he retired as commissioner, so.
Very cool. Might have to check that out one day. Okay. Who's the most useless villain?
Are we not doing funniest comic book scene?
I'm sorry, I skipped it. Yes. Oh. What's funniest comic book scene?
Okay. This isn't going to be remotely funny when I say it, but there's an issue of Ultimate Spider-Man Team-Up, which has the Fantastic Four in it, and the Skrulls are invading the Baxter building. And a Skrull turns to Reed Richards and says, "You will bow down before me, Richards. You will, both you, and then one day your heirs." And then Reed Richards turns to the reader and says, "A Superman the movie reference that no one will get." Great. When I first read that, I don't know why, I was laughing for like 10 minutes after I read that, because it was just funny. I don't know why, but it's not funny when I like repeat it, so.
I never read that one. I don't think I ever read the Team-Up book.
It's not very good.
Okay, well, there you go.
It's really nice. Well, it's all right. I had like the trade of the collection. It's not. It's got some nice artwork in it, but.
And that made you laugh, so I guess it was worth it.
Yeah, it did. I don't know what it is that made me laugh.
No, it's just funny. Right on. All right. Most useless villain now. There we go.
Oh, I don't have an answer prepared for this one, because I don't know. See, this is one where later on I'm going to kick myself, because I'll think of something later when we stop. And I'll be like, oh shit, I should have said him.
My brain can't... I don't know.
What did Josh and Kyle answer for it?
I can't even remember, man. I think Kyle said Deadpool, maybe? I don't know.
Deadpool's not a villain, though.
No, well, yeah, I don't know. What did Josh say? Fuck. Can't remember, I was drunk.
Actually, I think the D-Man turn into a villain eventually.
Oh, I thought that D-Man was that guy that was what's that, the dude in Daredevil that showed up, Kari. Anyways, it wasn't him. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm sure D-Man was in Bendis' Revengers when Wonder Man turned into a dick and turned onto the team. Maybe. So I'm just going to say D-Man just to give an answer. Because if I think about it anymore, it's just going to give me a headache because I can't think of so much.
Yeah, but now then you're going to be banging your head against the wall later. Why the fuck did I say D-Man?
I don't know who else to say, though.
No, I hear you, man. Most useless villain. Mary Jane Watson. What's your favorite?
The most useless villain is J. Michael Straczynski.
You're still bent, crushed about the old Norman Gwen getting it on thing, aren't you?
Oh God, don't go in. Oh God, that. Oh.
Well, I'm just trying to justify why you'd say that, but okay.
That's the thing with him as well, though. It's like he bailed on Superman, which is another. Like, I was reading Grounded, hoping it would get good, and then he just fucking left the fucking comic to go do his shitty original graphic novels where Superman's a dick.
Yes.
And then Chris Robinson came on, and the comic got better, so...
Slightly.
It was not bad. Slightly,
it rebooted.
Yeah. As good as I think the concept would get, which is Superman walking. Why I even started reading it, I don't know, but...
Neither, man.
Now I just have the comics that I really want to get rid of, because...
Yeah, I hear you. Alright. What's your favorite B-list character?
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist is B-list. Yes, he is. I can see that. I love him. I like him in the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, too. You ever watch that?
No, I've not watched that yet, no.
That's great. That's kind of good.
I don't really watch any of the cartoons anymore, though. I just don't have the time. You have an excuse because you can like watch them with your kid, whereas I don't.
Sure, I'm pretty sure I didn't watch them with her, but anyways. Cool, man. Good answer. Iron Fist. Where are we at here? Comic book city universe you wish you lived in?
New York City in the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
Yeah. Which it does get trashed. Pretty much every day by some fucking villains. Like, if it's not the Skrulls, it'll be fucking the Brood or like Doctor Doom or fucking Green Goblin. But the thing with living in New York in the Marvel Universe is you could just be like walking down the street, minding your own business, drinking a coffee, and then someone crashes through the window and you're like, oh no, shit's about to go down. Show up the Fantastic Four Savers, and the next thing you know, the Thing comes along and says it's clobbering time.
Yeah.
That would make everything better. Just for that. Just to hit, say it's clobbering time.
Just, yeah, after 3 weeks of that, you'd be like, a fucking Fantastic Four just tried to kill me again. No, that's a good answer.
For that answer, but.
I don't know why anybody would want to live in a place like Gotham.
No.
That place is scary, man.
It's fucking crime city. It's like someone gets like mugged every hour or something. Like,
it's not
wouldn't even see Batman because like
he's hiding in the dark.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good answer. I like that. Okay, we're up. Fuck, I keep losing our spot here. Favorite superpower or skill? What? Did we do that? No, we didn't.
I think I'd probably have to go for flight because I'd love to be able to fly.
Yeah, all right, let's go. Beat it, kid.
Keep a lot of time travel, but then that would get messy.
That would get messy fast.
Yeah,
but it would be
maybe the Doctor Who rules to time traveling because that doesn't. He never seems to cause many butterfly effects in Doctor Who.
This is true. That's cool. Okay. Blah blah. Favorite writer? Ooh, this should be interesting. Who is your favorite writer?
Brian Michael Bendis.
Shut up. Really?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Because Ultimate Spider-Man's what got me back into reading comics on a regular basis, and I've read a lot of Bendis's stuff, and not all of it has been good, but
That's
the
true.
Majority of it has been very good, and what's good is really good. Like, I even like a lot of his Avengers stuff, like some of the events he did, like Secret Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
I love Siege as well. Siege is one of my favorite stories, and yeah, I just like it's annoying me a bit though, because there's a lot of creator-owned stuff coming out right now by creators I really like, but Bendis, for some reason, it takes forever for Bendis to get like an issue of Brilliant out or Scarlet, mm-hmm. and it's like, what's going on? I want some Bendis creator-owned.
Well, he does. How many titles does he do a month, man? Like in the X-Men now. Like before in Avengers, he was doing two Avengers, Ultimate.
He does Uncanny and All New and Guardians.
Uh huh. And Ultimate Spider-Man.
And Ultimate Spider-Man, yeah.
So that's four books a month.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a schedule.
He's got Powers. He's got Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlet.
Well, yeah, Brilliant's coming out next week, I believe.
Takio, is it?
I think really? So. The next issue, yeah. It's been a while since we've seen one of those.
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, man.
Yeah.
It's been a while, that's for sure. All right. I can't knock that answer. I read all those titles we just named. Except for I'm getting out of the X-Men after it was spoiled for me at New York Comic Con. Thank you, New York Comic Con.
I think I'm just going to read all new X-Men and drop all the others.
Yeah.
This is the one I enjoy, so.
Just checking my Comixology pull list app. Works pretty good, actually. What's the date? Next week. Brilliant, number 7. October 16th. Yeah, should be out this week.
I think it's number 7. I thought they were
on. Yeah, I'm like, I feel like I missed an issue or something, but.
I wouldn't build your hopes up for Eric.
What?
Because I don't think it'll come out, if I'm honest.
We'll see. Yeah. Anyways. Okay, good answer. Comic book second volume which disappointed you.
It took me a while to think of this, and I still don't know if I'm going to be happy with this answer. But the second arc of the New 52 Justice League. Because I thought, after the first arc, which involved a lot of arguing with each other and hitting each other and just being dicks to each other, and then, oh, Darkseid's here, we got to beat up Darkseid. I thought, the second arc, okay, we're a team now. We can act like superheroes, but it was just, you know, it was more of the same. And I dropped it after the second arc, and I have not looked back since. Plus, yeah, Jim Lee left, so Jim Lee was the main draw for me anyway.
Really? I didn't know that he left after the second arc. Or during the second arc?
He did. Well, he did the second arc, and then Tony Daniel did a couple of issues, and then he went into Throne of Atlantis, which I think was drawn by Ivan Reis.
Oh, okay.
So
that guy's got pretty good art. I don't mind his art. Alright, yeah, can't knock that. I think I dropped everything in the New 52 except for Animal Man and Swamp Thing during the every second arc. I was like, fuck this. Moat sucks. Sorry to say. And I'm not going to go on that rant. So who's your favorite artist?
Oh, this was another really hard one for me to answer.
Let's say current favorite artist.
I think I'm going to have to say Sean Phillips.
Okay.
Because I've met him quite a few times at conventions now. And not only... I mean, he's got like a very... Like his style is usually like very pulpy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I've met him and he's a really sound guy. Nice. And I think that's, like we were saying earlier, like it's important when a creator is just like a decent person as well as being really talented.
Yes.
And we were just talking to him like last year, and then last year at Fall Bubble, while he was sketching for us, and then we realized like he had a really big line behind him because we've been still talking to him for about half an hour. We're like, yeah, we should probably go now.
Wow.
But
that's crazy, man. I'm surprised you didn't get mobbed for that. Cool, man. Good answer. I can't knock that. I still don't have an answer myself. There's so many. I guess currently it'd be Stegman, only because I like to pick on him. and he draws, man. What he does is sketches, like at the conventions and shit. That's the kind of art he is I like. The stuff where he doesn't have to put too much. I don't know. He doesn't seem to overthink it. I think he tries to overthink the comics sometimes. Just my opinion, or something. Maybe it's just me. Maybe Spider-Man.
Well, that might be true, because when you're doing an issue, when you're doing interiors, you got to think of like panel layouts and stuff, and how.
Yeah.
Think about the person reading it. Like, make sure they're getting reading the story, right? Because, like, being an artist is harder than a lot of people think.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. Because you gotta envision somebody else's thoughts.
Yeah.
And
you've got to make sure, like, hundreds and thousands of people, like, know what you're trying to put across in, like, your images and stuff.
I'm not saying he's bad at that shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I like them. I don't know. Anyways, blah, blah. Do your favorite dream character team up.
Okay. Daredevil and Batman. Co-written by Bendis and Scott Snyder with an art team of Alex Maleev and Greg Capullo. Because if you're going to do a Batman-Daredevil team up, you may as well do it right. And that's how you do it right. Get those four guys on it.
I cried a little. That's kind of cool. Good idea.
Who would not read that comic, honestly? Yeah, no, don't. Marvel and DC would make a fucking mint off that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's too bad they hate each other.
Yeah, it is too bad.
There was a time. I think, you know, whenever the market's on the verge of crashing, that's when they team up. Because that's how it happened last time. Anyways, good answer, dude. I like that. I would read that shit, too. Even though I'm not a fan. I never really checked out the Daredevil that Bendis and Maleev did.
Yeah, I've actually not read that run yet.
Or Brubaker's or anything like that. I like Wade's run.
I really want to read the Brubaker and Bendis Daredevil stuff, but I've not gotten up to it.
Yeah.
But I will one day.
One day. It'll happen.
One day.
Yes. All right. Cool. I moved the list and I lost my spot. Oh, what's a book you plan on reading?
I've got a lot of books that I plan on reading. I'm currently reading the fifth Game of Thrones book, Dance with Dragons. Ooh. And it's slow going, so it might be a while until I get onto the next book. Like, I wasn't sure if this meant like graphic novel or just actual novel. So I've got two answers.
Sure.
But the novel I'm going to read next after I finish Dance with Dragons is going to be Gun Machine by Warren Ellis.
Ooh.
Which I've been wanting to read for ages because A Crooked Little Vein was just fantastic.
I think I need to read that.
You'd really enjoy it. It's like a private investigator going on like this case, and he's got like this little, this teenage girl along with him. He's like 18, and the private investigator is, and like he's late 30s, mid 40s, and it's a really funny book, actually. It's really great. So I'm hoping Gun Machine is going to be just as good as his first novel. And then a comic book that I really want to read, that I've been wanting to read for ages, and that I've got the full series on my iPad because it was on sale, I've just not got around to starting it yet, is Jonathan Hickman's Secret Warriors.
Oh, very cool.
It annoyed me a bit, actually, because Comixology had Sweet Tooth and Secret Warriors on sale at the same time, and I really wanted to read both series, so I went for the Marvel one instead of the indie one.
Interesting. Sweet Tooth, that's Jeff Lemire, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient having that. No, Spud. Not yet. It's a little convenient having a comic book store open to you at your house all the time.
Yeah.
24/7. Well,
it's not convenient for my fucking bank account though, but let's not get into that. Do you know what I've realized? Like, iPads aren't cheap. I think I've spent more on comics since having the iPad than I paid for the iPad, so
I was looking at how many books that I've bought on Comixology since it came out, and I'm at like 436 the last time I checked.
Is that all?
No, I'm pretty sure it just jumped by 100 issues.
Do you know how many I've got? Do you know how many comics I've got purchased on Comixology? And granted, a lot of these are, do you know when Marvel had those free number ones?
Mm-hmm.
About 600 of them are that. But I have.
Sorry, I'm at 511 now.
I'm on 1,521.
Holy shit! Really? Yeah. You're hardcore, man.
But I've started redeeming my digital codes as well. So some of them a lot of them are free ones. But
that's still cool. That's impressive. Very impressive.
Fucking 99-cent sales. They kill me every time.
Holy shit.
I'm like, oh, I'll get this now, and then I'll just read it later. Oh, God.
Crazy talk.
I'm just going to be poor forever.
I hear you. There you go, folks. The man is a fan and a true collector. All right, where are we at? That was awesome. A comic you wish they would make it to a movie?
I think... See, the thing with comic books adapting into movies is that sometimes you can lose something in the translation from taking a comic and putting it on screen. Because I think, like, a Manhattan Project movie would be pretty amazing, but it'd have to be done right. And it's so easy to do it wrong because of given what Manhattan Project is. So I think a comic that would work as a movie really well is Matt Fraction and Ed Brubaker's Immortal Iron Fist run.
Ooh.
With all the kung fu stuff and all, like they turned Iron Fist into what's the phrase now? Oh, this is annoying me. When like someone's a hero and then the kid's a hero and then their kid's a hero and then
a legacy character.
That's it. They turned Iron Fist into a legacy character.
Yeah, that was cool, man. What was that one guy? Orson. Oh, I can't remember.
Orson Randall, I think.
That's it.
Yeah.
I read some of his. Yeah, man. You're right. I think that would work rather well as a movie.
So, Marvel Studios, if you're listening, I work cheap.
I was thinking about something the other day with Iron Fist, actually. There was a point. I think when Bendis was writing Avengers, they were making, Daniel Rand was rich, right? He had his own company.
Yeah.
But why was he working for Heroes for Hire with Luke Cage back in the 70s, if he was rich?
I think it was just to help people, wasn't it?
Maybe. I thought they did it for money.
I've not read the 70s stuff, so I'm not sure. I do have the Essential Iron Fist book, the first volume, but I haven't read it yet. Cool. So I'm not entirely sure what that whole thing is. So
that's cool. That's a very good answer. Did you take a lot of time to think about that?
No, I've wanted an Iron Fist film based on that run pretty much since I first read it, so that was quite easy for me to answer.
Yeah, I like me a good kung fu movie. Damn, good idea, man. Awesome.
And the second volume is basically Enter the Dragon anyway, so that would be pretty amazing.
Great, man. All right, so out of all the comic book movies that are out now, what's your favorite comic book movie?
The Dark Knight.
Really?
Yeah, it really is. It's so good. It's not really it's odd because I know it's a Batman movie, but it's more of a crime movie than like a superhero film. Because it's just got like this sweeping crime story going through it from like the opening with the bank heist, which is like my favorite scene in a film ever, to just the Joker like outsmarting people all the time throughout the film. And I really love The Dark Knight.
Okay.
It used to be a point where I preferred Batman Begins more than The Dark Knight, but now I like The Dark Knight more. Really? Because Batman doesn't kill anyone in it, so extra points for that.
Yeah, what the hell? I was watching that Arrow, and he was killing people right and left in the first episode. I was like, hey, I like this guy. I think they should do more of that with Batman, but people would argue with me.
Batman shouldn't kill, though. That's what, like, he's cool.
But it's cool if his dad does it. His dad was a better Batman than he is. I'll say it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, I'll stop trolling you. I can't say no to that answer. It's a very popular movie.
Before The Dark Knight, though, my favorite comic book movie for a long time was Spider-Man 2, which comes close second to my favorite comic book movie because I love Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2 is pretty good. I'm back. Right when he falls, I thought that was good. But again, man, there's another situation of a Spider-Man thing where, like, for me in part two, when he's having that, Aunt May's giving him the hero speech. Ugh, I don't think that was necessary. I don't know. Good movie for action.
It was the Spider-Man No More thing, wasn't it? Where he was going to give up being Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But then everyone's like, no, you've got great power, and with great power must come great responsibility. Mm-hmm. So go out there and be a hero, goddammit.
Yeah, it just felt like 10 minutes of my life I didn't want to lose, but I did. cool, man. I can't answer that question. I don't know why. There's been a lot of movies. Hey, whatever. Oh, what's your favorite comic publisher?
Oh, God, because this isn't an obvious answer, is it, for anyone who's known me more than 10 minutes? It's Marvel.
Oh, okay. It could have gone either way. You like Batman as well, so.
No, yeah, cool. but I like Batman. I don't like... Well, see, not saying I don't like much of the DC stuff is really unfair, because I like a lot of DC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for DC, it is mostly Batman for me.
Mm-hmm. That's all I... Actually, if you don't read Superman, I guess you read Wonder Woman.
I really like Wonder Woman, but I've read, like, I have quite a few Superman trades and stuff. I'm just not reading the current series. Like, there's a lot of Superman stories that I like.
But I you mentioned the Geoff Johns Superman stuff. That was the last great Superman stories to me, man. Like, when he had Richard Donner co-write or whatever. And they did, like...
Oh, yeah, on Last Son. Yeah,
Last Son, and then they did the Bizarro World. I don't know, I just really enjoyed that stuff. And then the stuff with the Legion he did. He made the Legion cool, man. And then they retconned it.
His Brainiac arc was really good as well.
Yes, that was a cool redo. I like that for the Brainiac thing. But then I didn't enjoy, you know, and then they did this to Lobo, apparently. They're trying to do the same thing. I think it's still too fresh of a memory, you know, what they did with Brainiac. And then it's blatantly obvious that's what they're doing with Lobo. Don't you think?
I'm not reading it, so I can't really comment.
Well, apparently, the Lobo that we always know, the gangster guy, is just the guy who stole the actual Lobo's name. So it's similar
in
regards, like, because we always seen Brainiac throughout the years, but those were just minions of this one true Brainiac. Anyways. Cool. Yeah, big tangent there. My bad. comic you thought you wouldn't like but ended up loving.
This might surprise a lot of people because I talk about this a lot on the Comic Anvil and it is my favorite comic right now, but I didn't, until I read it, I didn't think I'd enjoy Hawkeye as much as I did, because Matt Fraction can be very hit or miss sometimes. Like, I love most of the stuff I read, but then there's other stuff, like his Thor run I just couldn't get into at all, and then the Satellite Sam, which I'm finding really hard to get into, but his Hawkeye is amazing.
Nice. You all agree. I can't knock that question for that answer. Good answer, man.
And there's a new issue out on Wednesday, so guess what I'll be talking about on the next episode of the Comic Anvil.
Well, it's good. I need an update. I don't read the book myself. Nice. All right, so then... Oh, wait, your favorite run or series of all time?
Okay, this one took me some thinking, because I like long runs on titles, like what Bendis did with the Avengers, and then what Snyder is currently doing with Batman. Now, I like it when a creator stays on a character, and sometimes you get, like, some arcs that aren't that good, but when it's all said and done, you can just look at it as, like, a piece, and see what themes they touched upon and what they had repeating, because, and as well, like, what I noticed with Bendis is that's not my answer, by the way. I'm going to get to my answer.
Oh, that's cool. There,
but Bendis, like, you look at what he did with the Avengers. Like, he killed Hawkeye and Vision and the Wasp, and then when he was done, all those characters were back alive, weren't they? So in, like, his 10 years or so, he, like, shook the Avengers around quite a lot, but then he still left all the toys back the way he found them, pretty much. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But anyway, to get back to the answer to the question, my favorite run of a series of all time is, pause for dramatic effect, the Stan Lee and John Romita Amazing Spider-Man run.
Nice.
Because when I was like, at the same time I was reading Ultimate Spider-Man, I was also reading the Essential Spider-Man books, which has the old 60s stuff in it.
Yep.
I'm not saying I don't like Steve Ditko's stuff, because I love the Steve Ditko stuff.
Yeah.
But just the John Romita stuff I enjoyed a lot more. I just prefer his style, like the way he draws Peter and how he draws the villains and even his women when he did, like, Mary Jane and Gwen.
Yeah.
It just looks better in my opinion.
He's a little older, isn't that, when they're on the verge of college in those days, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'd left high school at that point.
Yeah, and then there was the love triangle, and Gwen dies and all that shit, right?
I think by the time Gwen, they killed Gwen, it was Gil Kane on art though, John Romita was just.
But he like said art, he kind of refurbished the look, you know. I thought.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So I think I seen a documentary that pointed that out, like how Ditko drew Spider-Man as a lanky, weak-looking teenager, like his Spider-Man was rather skinny, and then Romita come on and he beefed him up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it worked. It looked better, I think. Good answer, man. Can't knock that answer at all.
That was pretty good timing, wasn't it?
Not bad. Takes about an hour. Yeah. I don't know. I tried not to go into too many tangents. I tried. It happens, though.